Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
Summer is here, and people are starting to travel. I don't know about you, but I love to get out there during the summer and go see new places and go to far-off countries. Maybe you've got a big trip planned this summer. And as summer kicks off, I wanted to talk to you today about one of the worst feelings that can happen when you're on vacation. I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but it happened to me. And it was in one of those places that you hear about it happening, but it just happened. And it's this feeling you get when you reach down and you're looking for your wallet and it's not there. And what happens is you start to panic and you start to wonder, well, wait a minute, is it in this other pocket? Is it in my backpack? And then it's not there. And you realize that you are a victim of a pickpocket. And so today we're going to talk about six things that you should never carry in your purse or wallet. And I'm going to give you some real practical advice on thinking about traveling and how you protect yourself, protect your assets from thieves and from people who are out there. And it's going to get much more into things that maybe you never even thought about because your wallet carries so much information, particularly your purse as well. These are things that you put in your items you think are safe, and then they're not. So today we're going to be talking about this, and I think you're going to like to know, what are the six things that you shouldn't have in your purse or wallet? Now, you just got to be prepared more than anything. So today we're talking about how to get prepared for that and some ways to just minimize your risk overall. One of the worst feelings is reaching for your wallet or your purse and realizing that it's not there. Speaking from experience, here's what happens. Your stomach drops and your brain starts to scramble, recalling where you've been and what you're going to have to do next. So let me walk you through a story where I had a wallet in my pocket. I was in Rome. I was entering into the metro station in Rome. And it was a crowded area. We were all kind of bunching up and about to move on to the train. And I had with my family. My little girls were with me and my wife. And we got onto the train and someone bumped into me. Now, immediately in my mind, I thought, that was odd, but okay, it's crowded in here, maybe she, it was a woman, which also was a little disarming, it was an older woman, didn't think anything of it. But then I reached down and I felt my pocket and the lump where my wallet was, and it was in a pocket on the front that was buttoned, if you can imagine that, and it was empty. But on my right side, I was carrying a camera, a little camera that was taking pictures of the kids. And that had something in it, obviously, because the camera didn't get stolen. So in my mind, I thought, oh, it's okay that there's a lump there and that's the wallet. I forgot that I had them both stuffed. So then I go to reach in there and I realize it's the camera. And all of a sudden, the train is still going. It hadn't stopped yet. And I see the lady nervously hovering by the door. And I realized at that moment that she had taken my wallet. And by the time the door opened and I was on my way to grab her, she was gone. It happened that fast. Now, from experience, I can tell you that one of the worst things you want to have in your purse or your wallet is a lot of cash. And I can tell you from another experience I have, I've been robbed at gunpoint. And another thing that happened was what happened at that point in time. I almost could have lost my life if I didn't do what they said. They pointed a gun at my face and said, give me your wallet. And when that moment happens, a lot goes on in your mind as well. So being through these situations now a couple times, I've come to learn a few things. And so let me just let you know, as you start to travel, I want you to think about what you carry on your person and how you carry it. So the first thing I would highly recommend for you is when it comes to your cash or your euros or your dinars or your whatever else you want to call it, many currencies, your pesos, you want to make sure that you never in public flash a lot of cash. That rhymes, doesn't it? Flash the cash. Don't ever flash a lot of cash. I don't care where you are. Don't do it. I don't want to say I did it and that's what caused the problem. It didn't. But this is just common sense. Now, if you do get robbed and you're going to turn over your cash to them, what's another way to not have a problem necessarily, a big problem? Because again, if you're in a foreign country and this is all the cash you have, it's tough to get more cash to get yourself back to your hotel or where you're trying to get. So another very valuable piece of information that I've received is don't carry too much cash in your purse or your wallet. What's too much? That's really a matter of your standard of living and how you're traveling. But I would recommend having typically $100 to $200 or euros or the currency that you're in any of those sort of wallets or purses. In addition, I would recommend that you have, say, $40 to $50 worth of smaller bills in another pocket. Even, and I'm speaking to the ladies now too, whether you're a lady or a guy, keep in your pocket some of that extra loose cash. Why? If you get robbed like I did at gunpoint, what do they want? They want money and they want to get away. So if you have that lower level of cash in your pocket, pull it out and hand it to them. And they will probably leave. They won't say, well, where's your wallet? Well, I don't care. I have cash. Here. They just want the cash. They want to go. In my case, they asked me about my watch. I don't wear watches. So I can tell you from another experience that I had a friend who was wearing a very nice watch in Buenos Aires in Argentina, who was robbed at gunpoint and pistol whipped, and they ripped the watch right off his arm. So I would just tell you right now, whenever you travel in a foreign country, do not flash anything. Go low key. If you have to wear a watch, buy yourself a Timex. You follow what I'm saying? So just be careful as you're traveling. And so coming up next, we're going to talk about our famous They Say segment, where we dispel common myths, lore, whatever you want to call it. And we're going to be talking about one of the most favorite things of thieves, which is your security passcodes for your logon type of passcodes. Where do you write those things down and how do you save them? We're going to go over some very wise techniques when it comes to that. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. I'm the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night every week by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. And right now, with summer starting and security on the mind, because as you travel around the world, you have to make stuff you carry with you more economical, if you will, right? Because you're traveling and you can't really be in your house and have things all over the place. So you're thinking about ways to economize and bring what you need with you. And with today being such a technologically based world, one of the things that we all have to carry with us all the time are passwords. And so now it's time for our famous They Say segment.
They Say.
Are you kidding me?
And I've heard some say that you should put all of your passwords on a cheat sheet.
They Say.
You know what I'm talking about? Maybe you write down all these codes and passes on a piece of paper. And maybe you carry that in your purse or your wallet. Does that sound like you? Well, if it is, you may want to think about this, because that could be a real problem. Get this, the average American uses at least 7 different passwords. Does that describe you? Do you have 7 passwords? 10, okay. To access things from your ATM to your online accounts to maybe even your Netflix account as you're traveling, looking at your phone on the airplane, right? So these are things that we all do. And according to the Pew PEW Research Center, people carry these cheat sheets with them. So one of the worst places to carry this kind of information is on a piece of paper in your purse or your wallet. Because again, if a thief were to take that, you've lost it. And it's impossible, next impossible, for you to get it back. So one thing I want to talk to you about this morning is a system that is out there that can protect you from this happening to you. I don't know if you've heard of LastPass, but LastPass is something that is free, and it's something that can take care of this problem for you. And if you want to upgrade to their premium version, it's not a big cost, but it does enable you to stop carrying that important information around. Because think about it, if someone gets access to your bank account, your online bank account, because they've got your password now, they could take all your money. They could direct it all to their own account. So these are things you have to be extremely careful about. And what I would suggest on something like a bank account or an investment account, in our practice, we use what's called two-factor authentication. And practically, what does that mean? It means that you have one password that you use regularly, but when you get in, it'll send a code either to your smartphone or you hit another something on your computer browser that gives you an instantaneous code, which will change in 10 seconds. That's called two-factor authentication. And this is something that is a great idea to protect you in that moment in time when you're going to be accessing your information. And that makes it extremely difficult for a thief to get in and do damage if they've gotten one of the passwords, if you will. So look at doing something like that if you're thinking about it. And that brings me to the next item you don't want to carry in your purse or your wallet, and that's your Social Security card. Losing your Social Security number is certainly a sure ticket to identity theft. Once it's stolen, thieves become you. They create driver's licenses, credit cards. They can get loans against your name. I saw someone who was brazen enough to put their name on someone's property and then get loans against that property, and the person who lived in the property never even had any idea this was going on. So for that reason, I recommend you never carry your Social Security card or even a piece of paper with your Social Security number on it. And then deeper than that, you know, I see this a lot with clients and folks who come into our office. This is other types of identity or job cards or credit cards that have your Social Security number on them. And you may think, really? No, it's true. Look at some of your IDs. Is your Social Security number or any part of your Social Security number on that ID? Well, if it is, get yourself a new ID. There are laws changing right now where these new documents, particularly in California, there's a new driver's license now that's available where it'll allow you to go through the airport, the security. And if you don't have that, I think it's when the next year, then they're not going to let you use your California ID to travel. You have to carry your passport. And that brings me to the next item that you want to have on you. But how do you do that? So in order to travel anywhere outside of the United States, you need your U.S. passport. A lot of people carry that on their person or in their purse as they're traveling. You have to do it. You don't really have a choice. But when you get to your hotel, here's what I recommend. Make a photocopy of your passport and carry that copy with you. Put the passport in a safe, or if your hotel room doesn't have a safe, then ask the front desk to hold it for you in their safe. They have safes and they can hold it for you. So that's something that you can do to protect that passport while you're traveling internationally. Here's another great idea of a way that we do this for our clients. Once you become a client of ours and you set up a plan, that plan will have linked to it online, a vault. And in that vault, you can save important documents that you can access anywhere in the world. So it's like it's in the cloud, and you can have a folder, and these are all encrypted and protected. And in the cloud, there is a folder that we encourage people to set up for their U.S. passport. And I'll give you a story of a client who had been traveling. She had wanted to go again to Europe as part of her goal, and she wanted to go to Venice in particular. And she was over in Venice, and she lost her passport, and she needed to get it. So she was able to go online through our plan and access her U.S. passport, make a printout of it, and that was by just going to a cyber cafe, which had a printer, and she was able to make a copy and go down when she left to the airport, and they accepted it because it had a picture of her, and it was her passport. Obviously, it was a photocopy. So this was a way where, even though she had lost it, it wasn't the end of the vacation, and in some cases, you can take that right into an embassy, a U.S. embassy, and they can issue you another passport within several days if you have that sort of proof. When we come back, I want to talk to you about another item that you shouldn't have in your purse or wallet. You're really going to want to hear about this one because it's so obvious. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show with David Hollander. I am the Sandman. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal and financial questions. And today is no different, because as summer has started to kick off, people are out there traveling. And as we travel, we carry our wallet and purses. And today we're talking about the six things that you don't ever want to carry in your wallet or purse. Or if you do, put some thought into it, please. So with that, let's kick it off with the birthdays. Want to wish a happy birthday to Ann Stahl, Larry Miller, Lewis Hill, Abby Fuete, Loretta Olson, and Virginia Warren's. Happy birthday to all of you. Hope you have a great birthday week. So this morning we're talking about things that are somewhat commonsensical to avoid getting into trouble, things that you don't want to carry in your purse. And so we've been talking about different items. And if you missed any of it, you can always, if you use Spotify or if you're on iTunes, you can always go to either one of those and you can just type in Protect Your Assets. And when you type in Protect Your Assets, you will see our podcast. And our podcasts are great because they're shorter and it has the content and it has some really exciting little tidbits in them, some things that you probably haven't heard before. So check them out, pyaradio.com. Okay, now let's get back into what we've been talking about today, which is just protecting your identity and doing some things that are just smart as we live in this modern time of information floating around all around us all the time. It's kind of weird to think about, isn't it? It's kind of, I remember just being a kid and seeing George Jetson and seeing him talking to his hand and, you know, flying on these little things, all this crazy stuff. And it's happening right now. If you think about it, it's actually here today. So for the younger people, I know they're like, oh, well, so what? And I'm like, no, this is kind of neat stuff. So anyway, what are some moves you can make to protect yourself right now when it comes to your wallet or your purse? And so earlier we were talking about just things you don't want to have in there. Now, let's talk about credit cards. It seems now that everybody has a credit card. And one of the things I see a lot of my friends, even a lot of folks who have bigger wallets, they have a lot of credit cards in them. And it was kind of like, I don't know, it seems kind of 80s to me. I don't know, you're just trying to show off or something? I mean, why do you need all these credit cards in there? Is it because maybe one will work and one won't? I don't know. But one of the things I want to tell you this morning is don't carry a lot of credit cards with you. You need one or two. I don't know why you'd need more than that. If you have a reason for it, check yourself. Think about it. Why are you doing that? And most importantly, the credit cards you carry with you, make photocopies of them and put that in a safe file or even in a safe. Why? Because if they get stolen or if you lose them, you want to be able to call the credit card company and give them the credit card number. This happened to me. I had my credit card. I went to the gas station. And I've heard about those readers that they stick in the magnetic and they copy your information and then they get your card. So all of a sudden, I went to a gas station, charged some gas and start driving around. And the next day I start getting these notifications on my phone, which is something I would suggest you do. Is if you have an iPhone, you can in the wallet download your card right there and you can actually give the credit card company your cell phone number and they'll let you know if there's a problem. Well, the next day I start getting charges at the flower store and I'm thinking, oh, maybe my wife's buying something. But then I find out, no, this is somebody who's got my card and they're out there charging around with it. And I thought, well, how did this happen? Anyway, I wanted to cancel it. I realized I didn't have it. So it went somewhere. I don't know where it went. I just misplaced it. And then I started thinking, well, how am I going to call them? Where's the number? What was the credit card number? I don't know. I don't remember these things. You might not either. So make a photocopy. Make a photocopy of those cards. Keep them in a safe. Because maybe your kids are wandering around looking for your cards. You know what I mean? So it's just a good idea. Do that. What's another thing you don't want to carry in your purse or wallet? A blank check. Come on, really? Yes, in the wrong hands, obviously, a blank check could be used to quickly drain money from your bank account. And you don't want to carry blank checks around. Here's something else that happened to somebody recently. Thankfully, this wasn't me. But someone was going to buy a house. And when they were going to escrow, the mortgage company asked them to have bringing a lot of information with them. So they had to bring their passport, their birth certificate, their social security card. They wanted to see all these things. So at times when you're going to be making big transactions and you need to have a lot of information, be careful. Try and keep it to where you're just doing that one thing and then you're going back to your house and locking that stuff up in a safe. All right? I'd like to give a big thanks the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers, Matt, Dora, Allison, Felicia, Phil, and Sabrina. Thank you for putting in the time this morning, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make her the cutest that I've ever seen. Give her two lips like roses and clover, and tell her that her lonely nights are over. Sandman, I'm so alone. Don't have nobody call my own. Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its owners.